Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper was in Montreal today to announce the establishment of a Canadian partnership against cancer. The event, held at Montreal's General Hospital, was slightly delayed after Montreal activist Jaggi Singh and other members of a group called Block the Empire started speaking about and against Canada's foreign policy. Mr. Singh was violently escorted by police officers. Today's event announced no new spending as the $260 million allocated to the partnership had already been publicized in the government's budget this May. Stephen Harper spoke about the government's initiative.
The board of directors of this independent nonprofit organization will include provincial and territorial cancer agencies, patients, families, survivors, representatives of key cancer organizations, the federal, provincial, and territorial governments, and Canada's Aboriginal peoples.
The new partnership is ostensibly a networking project meant to link cancer experts across the country. Health Minister Tony Clement explains.
This is better clinical practice guidelines. This is better research, better knowledge transfer. This is better surveillance, which means getting the information from the field. This is better prevention. This is better screening. This is the first time this country has ever seen this on any disease. And this, I believe, will be a harbinger of things to come in many other areas as well.
Dr. Barbara Wiley, CEO of the Canadian Cancer Society.
All the health professions, the NGOs, the patient survivor representatives have all been working together already on developing this plan. So the basis is there, and we're now ready to put some real resources into it and make a big difference.
The new partnership forgoes the health department and makes opportunity for the private sector to be involved. Arthur Porter, the Director General of the McGill University Health Center, explained why this would be useful.
Well, I think that this has been something that pulls in not only just governmental agencies, but brings in the private sector and also brings in the advocacy groups in a way that Health Canada is in fact in this, but not as the only partner.
Today's announcement comes after Prime Minister Harper's highly publicized recognition of Quebec as a nation. It has left some wondering as to why the event had to be held in Montreal. Brent Schachter, CEO of the Canadian Association of Provincial Cancer Agencies, explained that the partnership would ultimately be centered in Ottawa.
The Secretariat for the Council for the Canadian Strategy for Cancer Control has always been in Ottawa. So that is really where the center has been. But it is a virtual network. As I say, it's a community of practice spread across the country. People from every province have participated in the development and will now participate in the implementation of the strategy.
This has obviously led to speculations of Harper's government's attempt to use today's announcement as a publicity stunt for the Tory government to appeal to Quebecers, especially since no new spending was announced today. The Prime Minister's idea of Quebec as a nation drew the most attention at the press conference which followed the announcement. And Prime Minister Harper showed that he was prepared to speak about his recent statements.
I repeat that, you know, the Québécois are a group of people with a language, a culture, a history, and identity. And according to the dictionary definition, that constitutes, in cultural, sociological terms, a nation. And our fathers of Confederation used this kind of terminology quite regularly. If you look back at what John A. Macdonald said, Jean-Étienne Cartier, they said similar things at the time. So I think the motion we've put forward that obviously recognizes the full reality of the Quebec nationhood, not just that Quebec is a nation, but it's a nation within Canada, inextricably linked through its history, through its role in the country today, and through the future we share together. Inextricably linked to this country, we believe this is an important act, both an act of recognition and an act of reconciliation. And you know, Quebecers, I think, wrongly but nevertheless really, often got the impression in the past generation that the rest of the country was not prepared to recognize who they were. And this has given us an opportunity to clarify that. I believe ultimately to reconcile the debate we've had in this country, where we can say that we recognize Quebecers for who they are, but not just for who they are, but for the important role they play in this country. This is an important opportunity to reconcile ourselves to that reality. And I think Quebecers will respond to it. And I think what it does, you know, as I say, it's important for national unity. What it does is it forces the Bloc, the Parti Québécois, to admit that what they're arguing for is not a recognition or acceptance of Quebec or what Quebec is. Far from it. It's simply a question of independence, of creating an independent country. And Quebecers have said repeatedly, when given a choice between Canada or breaking up Canada, they don't want to break up Canada. That's why the separatists have to keep throwing in words like association and partnership to convince people they're not really voting for a breakup, because that's not what Quebecers want. And so I think this is, when Canadians reflect on it, when they see the reaction in Quebec, I think there'll be a comfort level with it. This is not, as I said before in French, not a constitutional amendment, not a legal text. This is merely a declaration of recognition and an act of reconciliation.
Dimitri Marine for CKUT.